The price we pay for our food exacts a price too high for the people who plant and harvest it. Farm worker men, women, and children are increasingly subject to the ravages of climate change. It takes a toll on their bodies as they work to feed our nation. Rising temperatures each year mean families working beneath the hot Florida sun, with our state's high humidity, are ever more at risk for the acute and chronic effects of heat exposure. Dizziness, vomiting, and cramps are only early symptoms that could portend heat stroke. Farm workers often tell us that they work by the piece, so they don't get paid by the hour. They get paid by how much they produce. If they stop to drink water, it means that they're not able to harvest and produce as much and as quickly. So oftentimes they will not stop to drink water. They also don't want to drink water because then they have to go to the bathroom, and that takes away time from their harvesting. So this presents a really chronic problem that could lead to long-term chronic dehydration. That can have an insidious effect and eventual kidney failure, which means the farm workers could be left with a life sentence of dialysis treatment. But farm workers are also exposed to pesticides in the workplace. Working for poverty wages and without access to health insurance, this is a public health issue waiting to happen. We urgently need heat stress regulation, not just recommendations, for farm workers in Florida because they're paying with their bodies and their lives. This is a public health issue. This is an issue of justice for farm workers.